Welcome to another edition of Dad's Divorce Live. I'm Matt Allen, editor of dadsdivorce.com. Today's guest is Dr. Jennifer Hartstein, a CBS News contributor and a child and adolescent psychologist. We'll be talking about effective co-parenting and how you can be a better dad. You can learn more about Jennifer and her work by visiting her website, drjen.com. So Jennifer, thanks again for joining me.
My pleasure.
Now, first off, let's lay some groundwork about why effective co-parenting is such a necessity. Would you discuss some common problems you found from children who grow up with divorced parents and come from two homes?
Sure. You know, I think that children are really the number one victims of divorce. While you might divorce your spouse, you don't divorce your children, yet you still have to see your ex-spouse all the time. And so the kids very often get caught in the middle of whatever might be going on between the two of you and may act as the go-betweens, may want to try and smooth the feathers. So it often leads to some depression, can lead to some anxiety, can lead to some acting out behaviors if parents don't really work together to make it as smooth and as easy and as positive an experience for everyone involved as possible.
So it obviously involves both parties to want to make this an effective co-parenting relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with maybe one party who just doesn't want to see eye to eye on anything that the ex-spouse, you know,
is requesting?
Yeah.
I think that's a common issue, and that's really where you may need to reach out to get some help to figure out how to mediate, how to effectively figure out what the quote-unquote rules should be regarding your kids. And both spouses, we would like to think, have the kids' best interests at heart. So it's the struggle of putting aside your own emotional reactivity and sadness and hurt and resentment at the fact that the marriage didn't work and really shift the focus to being about what's in the best interest of our children and how can we work together to promote their success as effectively as possible.
Now, you have these three cardinal rules for effective co-parenting. Would you share this?
Absolutely. So number one, I think most importantly, we kind of touched on already, is just be respectful. Don't disparage one another in front of your children. Don't put them in the middle of your arguments. Don't pass messages along through your kids. It just makes things more and more confusing. It makes it harder for them to deal with all of their own emotions when they're dealing with your negative emotions. So you really want to just be respectful of one another as much and as often as possible. You don't have to like each other, but you have to be respectful.
Sure.
So number two, you really, as I mentioned, want to keep kids out of the middle. Deal with each other as much as you can. Deal with your arguments as much as you can, but let your kids just be kids and see them, you know, model respectful behavior for them so that they know how to have direct relationships with everybody. And lastly, you have to communicate. You have to talk to one another about what your each other's needs are in helping your kids. Talk to them about the different activities your kids are going to be involved in so that they can really be part of it. And also commit to checking in about rules. If they're grounded at mom's house, does the grounding come over to dad's house,
right,
and vice versa, so that the kids aren't playing you off one another, which we know kids do in married couples all the time, so it's even harder when there's two households to manage to figure out kind of what's going on from one house to the other. So figure out how to communicate effectively, and that will also help your kids be the best that they can be.
Yeah, that communication one, that's a big one, because we hear a lot about, maybe the dad has pretty lax rules at his house or the kid at the mom's house has to be, you know, in bed by 9,
right,
with all homework done.
Right. So. And if you can be consistent from house to house, then there's no confusion.
Right.
You know, if the rules can be the same at mom and dad's house, then the kids really know what to expect anywhere they go, and that's just better all around.
Yeah. Finally, as most of our visitors can attest to, mothers usually receive the majority of parenting time in the majority of divorce cases.
Mm-hmm.
So what can a dad do or a spouse who doesn't have that much parenting time as the other spouse, what can they do to still be involved in their kid's life and still be an effective parent?
I think it's so important. It's such a great question, too. It's so important to find the time that you do have to be committed to your kids. You also need some time for yourself, but to really work with the other spouse, if it's dad needing to find time from mom, to really say, these are the times that I'm going to commit to being with our children and not renege on that, really make it priority. And if you set that tone and say, these are the time I'm going to commit, follow through and demand that it be followed through on by the other person, and then your kids will benefit. It's finding, it's being able to negotiate even through your own emotion to get what you want, to be able to spend time with your kids. And it's, you know, more and more research is showing that parental involvement is such a key factor.
Right.
As often and as much as it can be. And even if it's not a lot of it, it doesn't have to be quantity, but the quality of it needs to be there. And if you can make that happen, that's really important.
Well, we appreciate your time. I appreciate your work and your studying of parent-child relationships. So thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Again, that was Dr. Jennifer Hartstein. You can learn more about her by visiting her website, drjen.com. That'll do it for this edition of Dad's Divorce Live. I'm Matt Allen, editor of dadsdivorce.com.